Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tonight, tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And don't forget, right here in this program, it's all about We the People, as we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, as well as our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially to America's long-haul truckers that are out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and we start the week out, as we do every week, with the professor of politics himself, and that's none other than Kyle Warren. All right. They're all up. Yeah, all right. Okay, hold the noise down. People are trying to sleep. All right, there you go. Okay, hold the noise down. Okay, there. That's the crew next door. By the way, I think the bar just closed down. That's why they're all outside.
It's very cool. I love it.
Yeah, so there you go. So are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, tonight, Kyle, I noticed something over the weekend. Of course, I was at another gun show, and it was very well received. They had a good turnout, a good crowd. People were there. A lot of Democrats were there buying guns. Why? Because they're afraid that their buddy Joe Biden is going to do something to them. So they were there getting in the mix of things, if you will. But the thing that I noticed about this, and I heard it again, this is not the first time I've heard this, about the voters across the country. And they're just fed up with the antics by the Democratic Party. And a lot of them are saying they can't wait to vote against them in the November 2022 midterms and turn Congress around, because they realize that Congress makes the laws, not the president. Now, I told them, as I always have, don't forget it all starts right here, right now, today, with what has to be done locally in the local elections in 2021. And the best place I told them to start was the school boards. Make sure you vet the candidates and vote somebody into a school board that's going to represent you, not the teachers union or whatever else vested union or vested right is in there that they're trying to do.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Captain, we hear the term woke a lot, but here's the thing. When the voters awaken and they go and as you said, vet these candidates, show up, ask questions, make themselves seen and heard, then these candidates are going to start figuring out pretty quickly that people are really paying attention. All these political things, there's kind of an illusion that everything's just at a national level, but it's really not. It starts, as you said, at the local level.
Now, I don't know what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are thinking, or the Democrats for that matter, but the climate migrants now, there's a new terminology for you, are thinking that the climate in America is free, free, free. And some of the people that are coming here believe everything is free. They're going to get everything handed to them for nothing, because that's what they're being told down the line. Any excuse at all to get these people here, to get them to understand that the Democrats are the ones that gave them all this free, free, free stuff.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's exactly part of the master plan, it would seem, of the Democrat Party elite. Because, again, just as you're finding out and seeing, Captain, and getting great, great comments at these weekend shows and so forth, people understand that the Democrat policies are bad. They're not helpful, and they're turning against them. So the Democrat Party elite have to replace those voters somehow, and this is their preferred method.
Now, the Associated Press reported that President Joe Biden's administration may, in fact, provide immigration rights and citizenship to many of the foreign climate migrants who they claim are being displaced by climate change. What a crock.
Well, yeah, no, wait a minute. I thought that people were coming here because they were looking for asylum. Now they're fleeing climate change. I mean, I wish they'd make up their mind here, but because obviously the asylum thing doesn't play very well, but climate, maybe that plays better.
Probably nobody was paying attention to this little executive order that was ordered on February the 4th, ordering National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to produce a report by August the 3rd on, quote, planning for the impact of climate change on migration, end of quote, including options for protecting and resettling climate change displaced persons, offering them citizenship.
See, here's how it would work then. It's no longer a political consideration. It is now this, climate emergency. And so how could you possibly refuse having literally millions of immigrants coming into your country? And so if you speak out against it, then somehow you're not compassionate about people being displaced through some natural disaster. But heretofore, Captain, it hasn't been a natural disaster. It's been come here to work, come here because of political asylum, and they're having trouble filling that.
Right. And I've got a question for the audience tonight. The question is, in general, how much confidence do you have in law enforcement? The choices are a great deal of respect, some respect, or very little respect. You can call us and you can tell us what you think, or you can send us that answer into the chat room or over on the Facebook page. All right, Kyle, hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Kathy's going to take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line right now. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, and as you all probably know, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan every day that I take to help my body reduce inflammation over the course of the day, as well as to eliminate the pain that I can be in if I don't take it, or if I don't load up on a bunch of Aleve, which I don't like to do. Now, the combination of the ingredients in this Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is my big problem. It's 100% drug-free. It alleviates pain right at the source by going right to where you're having the pain at and lowering or eliminating the pain altogether. Now, it is 100% botanical and fish oil product, supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, comes in little convenient individual packets. I showed some of them to the folks up there in Brooksville over the weekend. And it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. So for $19.95, that's all it costs for the three-week quick start to get it all started, $19.95. You go to my website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's also some other deals that they have there, too, that you can see when you open up the page and take a look to see what's involved. But relieffactor.com/captain will get you started because, after all, what have you got to lose but pain, right? Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we got a lot of conversations that I had over the weekend, mostly about guns, because we didn't care about Hollywood, we didn't care about Dollywood, we didn't care about any kind of wood. All we cared about was some good leather and some lead and what the prices were going to be. And by the way, they did come down a little bit.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, it did come down a little bit. So that was very, very good to see. And we were all happy about that, everybody that was up there. So each week over the past several weeks, the price of ammunition has dropped, and that's a good thing. But did you know that the United States would be third, or well, right now anyway, they're third in the world in murder, according to the statistics that are out there. Do you know that?
Wow, that is very disturbing. Absolutely.
But if you remove Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., St. Louis, and New Orleans, which are all blue cities, correct?
That's right.
From the statistics, the U.S. would then rank 189th out of 193 countries in the entire world.
Well, that is absolutely significant. And one would think, Captain, of I'm sure that the gun violence is a big part of those statistics in those areas you just mentioned. Aren't those areas some of the places that have the most restrictive gun laws in the country?
They are,
yeah.
And they're not enforcing them.
Right.
They're asking the feds to come in to enforce their gun laws.
Right. Right.
How can a federal official enforce a state or local law?
Well, that's exactly. That's how it's set up. That's right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's why it's set up that way for the state and the local people to do that. They did that to begin with, knowing full well they probably couldn't take care of it. But in response to that, I've got a couple of emails I want to read right off the bat, and these are very powerful, that came from listeners when we talked about the sheriff last week. Remember we talked about the constitutional sheriffs?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this first one is from DM in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and hello to Santa Fe, New Mexico. He says, I've been listening to your show for about a year now, I've been listening to your show for about a year now, Captain, and we appreciate everything you're doing to help America. People don't understand the power of a constitutional sheriff. Too many Americans do not understand the vertical separation of powers between federal, state, and county. I would argue more important than our republic then the federal separation of powers needs to be done because of the balance between the state and federal is also a balance between state and country, a beautiful mechanism that preserves our rights. Thanks again, Captain. Keep up the good work. So thank you very much, DM in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah, great email, great letter.
Then I got one from a neighbor over in Phoenix, Arizona, from GWL. When I first saw this, I was thinking, oh, is it George Bush? But anyway, GWL in Phoenix, Arizona. He says, thank you, sir. Your program, your guests keep me inspired. Sheriff Max Organization, Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, CSPOA.org, is the place to be for all the up-to-date information on his drive to educate other sheriffs, deputies, and LEOs of all stripes across the country about their constitutional duties. Then he talks about donations or memberships are always welcome. Sheriffs will be the very first elected law enforcers. This is indeed the last legal option for every county in these 50 states. Well, true.
Very true. And, of course, Captain, what we see these days is a real push to create ostensibly what would amount to a federal police force or have some sort of federal
tie
with all this. Exactly. And I'm not talking about something like the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, but actual federal policing. And that would trump, no pun intended, the idea of these local, of local control of law enforcement. And that, I think this is a huge, huge problem or huge issue that's coming up.
Yeah. Now, we heard something interesting from Vice President Kamala Harris's office yesterday. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
She's going to meet with the Mexican president in May. But, Kyle, is it going to be on the border?
No, I think it's going to be in Washington.
And why is she meeting with a president of another country? Is that not the job of the president of the United States?
Yeah, bingo. Exactly right. What if a foreign head of state is going to come to Washington, D.C., presumably to the White House, then why wouldn't the president meet with this person? That's the $64,000 question, as they used to say. Now it would be the $64 billion question, I guess. But, again, you know, are we going to hear some kind of story, Captain, the one that Joe Biden loves to tell, how President Obama told him to, you know, get to know then-Vice President Xi Jinping because we had to and in fact, when Joe Biden tells that story, he says, because, you know, vice presidents talk to vice presidents, presidents talk to presidents, that kind of thing. So, wow, this is a really big development in terms of foreign policy.
Yeah, very much so. And, of course, you know, unfortunately, I just don't quite understand what exactly Joe Biden is trying to prove with all of this, because it's proving over and over and more again that he is not the leader that the people thought he was when they elected him.
Well, and how? And another thing occurred to me, too, Captain. Didn't the Mexican president refer to President Biden as, quote, the migrant president?
Sure did.
Yeah, I mean, so who knows? Maybe he just doesn't. Maybe he thinks the optics are bad to meet with the president of Mexico. But I actually think it's probably something else, evidently. And of course, this isn't the first time. Kamala Harris has been on the phone with world leaders before now.
All right, well, we had a situation over the weekend in Iraq, which was tragic. 82 people, including 28 who were on ventilators, which is oxygen, which is always flammable with coronavirus, were killed when their hospital exploded in fire in Baghdad. Now, this is terrible. This is awful. Oxygen is a very unstable thing, and if anybody had lit a cigarette in the wrong place or lit a match, that would have caused this to happen. So the jury's out on what happened, but still, what a shame.
Well, absolutely. This seems to be a terrible tragedy, but of course, as the investigation continues, if it reveals something nefarious, we'll find out about it.
And then on the other hand, Kuwait tonight, there was a report coming from the news that some more rockets had been fired at a military base in Saudi Arabia by the Houthis.
That's exactly right. They fired a drone at a Saudi military base, we understand. This was at dawn on Monday, their time Monday. And so there's no, wasn't an immediate confirmation from Saudi Arabia. But again, the Houthis are backed by the Iranians and obviously trying to continue to, you know, stir up trouble here.
But see, according to Joe, there's no problem there, and we backed out of everything. We're not helping out the Saudis, and we're not helping out the Yemenis either, for that matter. So we're just going to let that thing just sink into the toilet.
I guess so. And
it's going to get a lot worse.
It is going to get a lot worse. And the sad fact of the matter is, Captain, it could have been getting a lot better. Building on what the Trump administration was able to accomplish, the first real peace agreements with Israel in 25 years, that's a quarter century, and now the Biden administration comes in, and Iran, by the way, was also being heavily curtailed, and I don't know that that's going to be the case moving forward here.
No, me either. Now, LAPD got involved in kind of a strange situation, had a guy get dressed up in body armor, and drove his vehicle, ran into some police officers, hit a police vehicle with his car. We'll talk about what the outcome was. You might be able to guess it already when we come back from the break. But again, folks, we want to know, do you support the police? Do you have a great deal of respect for them? Some respect or very little respect? Give us an answer over on our Facebook chat group or just send us a message over there. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the U.S., but those who are vaccinated will be able to travel to the continent this summer, though she did not lay out a timeline. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. And the Biden administration has partially lifted a ban that will allow for the export of raw materials for the production of COVID vaccines to try to help India control a massive second wave of infections. A spokesperson for the National Security Council said Sunday in a statement that raw materials needed to produce the COVID-Shield vaccine will be made available to India. The country is undergoing a large surge in new cases, recording more than 346,000 on Sunday. Officials say that a new variant of the virus, the B.1.617, is partially responsible for the surge in cases. This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are. Ron Edwards will be around tomorrow, everybody. Be able to catch him in the hour number four. Now, this portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your happy talk radio host, Matt Bruce. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own and insurance, too. And don't forget, you can go online to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can get a rate quote right there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll insure all that, too. And then the way you really save money, and I mean serious money, is if you bundle it with your homeowners and renters insurance, which they can also do at Geico. So take a look at what they have to offer. Give them a chance to give you a rate quote, and maybe you'll find out what I've known about for 17 and a half years, and that is that they constantly save me money, and I always check every year when it comes time to renew the premium to make sure that they're doing just that, and indeed they are. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, so LAPD killed a man who was dressed up in body armor, who hit a police vehicle with his car, also narrowly missed running over a couple of police officers. And what the heck was this all about?
Well, what we understand, Captain, is that this particular person, as you said, ran into the police car, backed his vehicle, evidently, into their vehicle. Then he got out. He was wearing body armor. He was uttering some kind of a countdown. He was actually saying something like 3, 2, 1, and he had his hand behind his back. Police officers, you know, gave him commands, you know, to stop and, you know, all this kind of thing, and he didn't follow any of that. And kept counting down, and they opened fire. They struck him and killed him as a result of that. I mean, for all they knew, the guy had a bomb or he had who knows what he was doing, but he was not complying with the commands, and someone shows up in a bulletproof vest, they look like they mean business.
Now, just for the heck of it, and I don't know because I didn't watch it, was this anywhere near the Oscars?
I don't know that it was near the Oscars because that would have been more or less right around Union Station in L.A. But I am not seeing where this happened exactly. So
okay. And the normal hate and discontent went on with the Oscars last night. That's another reason why I didn't watch it. But I've been seeing the headlines coming back and forth on my phone. So they were their normal, usual card-carrying Marxist communists the way that they do things.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the ratings look like. They really tried to go all out to do a, quote, normal broadcast. But it was quite interesting because we were told that, well, they'd all had been vaccinated. They were socially distanced and tested, so they didn't need masks. But a lot of people across the country, Captain, wonder why they have to keep wearing masks if they've been vaccinated.
Well, that's because they're only watching TV. They're not where the TV is, you know, at.
I guess so. But people, I mean, I think we've seen a real effect because of the politics into these different kinds of programs. It's just really something.
Now, little old Dr. Fauci has flipped again. Yep, he's flipped again. The flip-flopper has flipped. He'll probably flop again later today, but he's flipped so far. Another policy the doctor is conveniently getting ready to change on outdoor COVID exposure based on common sense. What would that be, Kyle?
Well, the idea of wearing a mask outside, especially if you've been vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so now how many, you know, millions upon millions of people have had at least their first vaccination shot if they're getting the two-shot mix. Very, very quickly, most of the people in the United States are going to have their second shot. They will be fully vaccinated. And so, again, people asking questions. If you're sitting outside, you know, they might go to a church service, for example, and they're sitting outside under a tent, with the wind blowing by and so forth, but they all have to wear masks for now? I mean, these are good questions.
Yeah, we'll find out soon. By the way, we know that our country gets hacked fairly regularly by some bad players, right?
Well, yeah, I think every day. Yeah.
Do you think the hacking has stopped?
I don't think so. I wouldn't expect it to.
Well, listen to this little tidbit here.
FireEye says it believes two hacking groups linked to China broke into several targets through Pulse Connect secure devices, which numerous companies and governments use for secure remote access to their networks. The new disclosure comes at a time of heightened interest in U.S. cybersecurity defenses. U.S. officials are still grappling with the after effects of the SolarWinds intrusion, which affected the Treasury, Justice, and Homeland Security departments.
Now, that is coming from a security firm, internet security firm called FireEye.
Yes, and this, of course, these are ongoing things, this is why cybersecurity is so very important, but you're not hearing a lot about this, unfortunately, in the mainstream media. It's not the, you know, story du jour that they think is really going to get them the ratings they want, because they're kind of busy doing other things like, you know, trying to drum up racial division and all this kind of stuff, unfortunately. And I say that with a very heavy heart. I mean, we absolutely need to make sure that we are secure in our electronic communications. It's just that simple. Otherwise, if it ever really hits the fan, this is the first thing to go, for sure.
Now, I neglected to mention this to begin with, but I got to pick up on and mention it now. Over the weekend, a Saturday morning, early our time, 36 rockets were fired at Israeli overnight, and IDF forces went on the attack.
They went after terror targets in response. They already have a pre-assigned list of terror targets. You know that, right?
Right, right.
And they just took them off a sheet and said, okay, we're gonna hit this one. And that's what they did. And they just absolutely obliterated what they went after.
Well, and again, what they have to be able to do is they have to be able to show that they are going to respond. Not necessarily exactly how they're going to respond or at what rate or exactly what target, but that something bad is going to happen if they continue to shower Israel with rockets. It's just that simple, because if they don't do that, it will simply embolden the terrorists.
Now, as a result of all this, the politics in Israel is about to make a drastic change. You know what the drastic change is?
What's that?
Benjamin Netanyahu is going to ask for a direct election to change the rules mid-race to ensure he wins. So says one analysis from a reporter I'm looking at here. Let's see, where is this? Is this the Israeli something? Now, let me see if we can find out what the name of this is. The Daily Edition in Israel. I don't know if it's left, right, or what it is. But anyway, the prime minister misrepresented his plans on national TV, and for good reason. His proposals tweak the system to knock out competitors and deliver a victory he can't otherwise obtain by running unopposed directly mano a mano and saying, okay, do you want me as your prime minister or not?
Very interesting. And, of course, I know that they're still talking about the idea of, like, rotating power and this kind of thing. But, this is it's getting very serious, obviously, in Israel, and especially at a time like this, Captain, when suddenly here comes the Biden-Harris administration, and they can't put their head on the pillow at night in Israel and say, you know, we can absolutely, you know, as they could with, say, for example, Donald Trump. They can't simply say to themselves, no matter what happens, Trump's got our back now with Biden in office.
Well, there's a new roadblock in Washington, D.C., and it's not Donald Trump. You want to hear who it is?
What's that?
Senator Joe Manchin. He's responded to the far-left Dems who are continuing to call him a roadblock and telling him to get out of the way and let them do what they want to do. Well, kudos to Manchin for not doing it, because we don't need the radical left agenda. And by the way, remember, folks, whatever you hear the craziness coming out of the House, just to get it on the floor of the Senate, take 60 votes, 6-0 votes. And I don't know of very many Republicans, let alone 10, that are going to take the chance to get anything the Democrats put out that's radical in nature onto the floor of the Senate for a vote.
Well, that's right. And why is Senator Manchin being called a roadblock? Isn't it because he wants infrastructure to be things like roads and bridges?
That's right.
You know, infrastructure kinds of items. And so they'll do a full court press against Joe Manchin because they want it to be whatever they want. They want to spend. They want to get their stuff in play. And Joe Manchin is now suddenly a roadblock. But by the way, you're never ever going to agree completely with everything about Joe Manchin. He may have some different Democrat ideas and so forth, and that's just par for the course in Washington. But gosh darn it, for him to stand up for something like this shows that we have common values on this.
Well, I get it. I understand it. And we're going to talk more about the Marxist communists that are in this country and what they are trying to do to America. We're going to lay it out for you next hour. So right after the Truckers Highway and Bible Report next hour, get yourself a cup of coffee and be ready to take notes. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit. From big old Fort Benning, Georgia, the big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Now, they will take care of you whenever and however and wherever you make and manage to find them on your travels out there across the interstates, the highways and the byways. When you see the big old sign, pull in there. Tell them you heard the captain talking about them. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee and take advantage of the food in the restaurant, the services they have there, showers, laundry, all that good stuff. Plus, many times you can find a truck wash close by, also a oil change or repair shop close by. And, of course, don't forget about the the trucker store and all the different things you can buy in there. Now, if you become a member of the Drivers Club, guess what? You're going to save a bunch more money because you're going to get points. And you'll be able to use those points just like money to save it on some of your purchases in the future. All right, well, we've got an oldie but goodie from the governor's girlfriend. That would be Governor Jerry Brown. Remember him? And his girlfriend was Linda Ronstadt. And this is called Back in the USA. Into the mix here, and Linda Ronstadt, the world-famous girlfriend's governor, right?
Well,
or governor's girlfriend.
Yeah, back in the day, back in the late 70s, they were an item, that's for sure. And that comes from the album Back in the USA, and that's, I have to tell you, that's probably one of my favorite Linda Ronstadt albums of all time. Had so many great hits on it. She covered the Elvis Costello song Allison as well. Just One Look was on that. Ooh, Baby, Baby. I mean, that was a hit machine, no doubt.
Right, absolutely. And let's get on over here to the weather because we've got quite a bit to talk about tonight. And the weather is changing, as it always does, ever-changing weather. Now, I'm going to read the statement here and then give it to Kyle because there's a lot of stuff going on out west. Unsettled weather will continue over much of the western U.S. into Monday with areas of rain and snow. Locally heavy snowfall is likely for parts in the Rockies and the Sierra Nevada. Warm and dry weather will result in critical fire weather conditions for the Four Corners region and Southern Plains. Meanwhile, cloudy and damp weather will come to an end over the Northeast on the U.S. and Monday. And, by the way, it's going to be really cold in some spots, if it isn't already, by morning in the Northeast. And we'll get into all that in a minute, so take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're still tracking that same winter storm warning, and this is going to run from parts of Northern California. This is all going to be east of Sacramento, as this runs down about towards Fresno or so, again, east of Fresno, Sierra National Forest, Yosemite National Valley. But, of course, if you're coming across I-80 from Reno heading towards Sacramento, you're going to run through this winter storm warning in California, so be careful of that. Wind advisory, winds kicking up in the Southern California area out there, especially around Victorville, also around Lancaster. Probably see the heaviest winds tonight or early Monday morning, and hopefully sort of dying down a little bit on Monday. A little bit of rain in the forecast over Southern California on Monday as well. Then up in Montana, we have a winter weather advisory, and this is going to be in the Great Falls area, so you definitely want to be aware of that, and that's going to stretch down towards, it looks like, Martinsdale, White Sulphur Springs there in Montana tonight, Big Sky Country. Winter weather advisory also near the Grand Tetons in Wyoming, and a high wind watch. This is going to be in the Laramie area. It's going to extend up just south of Casper. So tonight, of course, if you're coming across I-80, you're going to be encountering those winds. Also tonight, we've got fire weather watches. This is going to be in the pretty much the southeastern part of Colorado. Also, fire weather warning across the entire state of New Mexico tonight. So no matter where you are in New Mexico, you've got that. It also bleeds over towards the southeastern corner of Arizona near Tucson tonight, Captain.
Well, let me see. Starting with Nebraska, west part of Nebraska, got a fire weather warning there. You got some winds blowing across the rest of Nebraska with some dry conditions tonight. Southern part of Nebraska, same thing coming out of Colorado. I-76 up there to I-80, you'll have a little bit of a problem there maybe. And then western part of Kansas, about the western third of Kansas, fire weather watch warning. Some winds across the southeastern and central part of Kansas tonight. And then up in Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, where all the cheese is, it's going to get a little bit cool up there because up around Green Bay and up there on the border with Michigan, the what they call the Upper Peninsula, it's going to be some really cold temperatures up that way, as well as in the about halfway up the northeastern part of Michigan, north of Detroit. You're going to have some really cold weather there with a freeze warning in place. So be advised about that. Western part of Michigan, over there by the Lake Michigan, the east side of Michigan, northwestern spot right there, cold weathers and cold temperatures there. Then we've got a major frost advisory where a frost warning is in play for about half of the state of Ohio, the northwestern part of West Virginia, and the southwestern corner with a freeze warning up along I-80 in Pennsylvania. So the weather there is going to get rather chilly. You still have some unsettled weather conditions up there along the coastline of Maine up towards Portland. You're going to have a lot of wind up in there tonight. So we'll see what happens there. And then the southern part of New Hampshire, same thing, a lot of wind there as well. And other than that, Kyle, the weather's not looking too awfully bad for the truckers, especially in the southeastern part of the U.S. Hammer down.
That's exactly right. And when you're ready to pull in and take a break, don't forget, go to the Pilot and Flying J. Absolutely. And if you pull in and tell them you're listening to the program, you'll get that free cup of coffee, right, Captain?
Tell them you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain, Matt Bruce, and that's what it takes. Those are the magic words to get that free hot cup of coffee. Otherwise, they're going to go, who, what? You know, if you go and say, yeah, I was told I get a free cup of coffee. Yeah, sure, right, okay. You got to tell them who sent you because that's how you get the coffee.
That's exactly right. And when you're there, you're going to find out all the other great stuff.
Sure.
The great food that you're going to find when you pull in to a Pilot or a Flying J.
Yep, and then ask them about becoming a member of the Drivers Club.
Exactly right. They've got the great My Rewards Plus app. You download it right to your phone, iOS or Android, and you're going to save. You're going to find ways to redeem points. And especially, Captain, as well, the RVers out there are going to have a great time if they pull into the Pilot or Flying J.
Yeah, I went by a Pilot and Flying J. I came back a different way when I came back from Brooksville, and I came down by the Pilot and Flying J. There was about a half dozen RVs that were in there that were hooked up, plugged up, and they were spending the night there.
Oh, very cool.
Yep, the big Class A motorhomes. And, of course, they have the ability to be able to do that. So there you go. But anyway, and you check that out when you folks are out there traveling. You might have a big surprise you didn't plan on. Because a lot of times they run out of room in these RV parks.
Well, exactly right.
Yeah, and I'm not saying they're going to let you camp there for a week, but certainly overnight, no problem.
Well, that's true. And, again, about the food, you might find a Denny's. You might find a Huddle House. You might find, Moe's Southwest Grill as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we are going to tell you about the communists in this country. They're no longer progressives. They're no longer socialists. It's not liberalism as a mental disorder. It's now liberalism leads to communism, which is what you're seeing right in front of your face. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.